You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are coming back. We are broadcasting live from the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference here at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. We've been having fluctuating phone, but I think we'll get through this last segment because we've got a terrific guest, Rob Lee. He's with Silver Portal Capital. He's the Director of Capital Markets and Investor Relations. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Now, Rob, you came all the way from San Diego to meet all the folks here and give your message to everybody. Now, what is it exactly that Silver Portal does? We had some crowdfunding talk before. I know you do some crowdfunding, but it's a different type of crowdfunding than most people might think.
Yeah, since 2012, the Jobs Act, it allowed, you know, real estate operators, developers to go out and raise money basically from the general public, specifically those who are accredited investors. And We've launched our own platform, silverportaldirect.com, and we basically put an institutional, we've taken an institutional platform, which we're known for, and opened it up to the general investor world, so individual investors can come in and invest like the big guys do.
Now, do you have to be an accredited investor?
Yes. I mean, there's different platforms that are allowing non-accredited investors, but our platform, you know, we are a FINRA-licensed broker-dealer and RIA, so we have chosen the route of only accredited investor. And what that means is basically as an investor, you have to have a couple years of $200,000 plus on income or $300,000 with a spouse. And in general, your assets have to be, your assets have to be $1 million net worth. Not including your primary residence overall. And, you know, anybody can look that up if they just Google accredited investor.
Now, how many broker-dealers and FINRA firms are in the crowdfunding space today?
Well, there was a few when it first launched, and I bet you there's probably 50 companies now. It's kind of like the gold rush, a mad rush to the business for a lot of people. A lot of those companies are tech companies trying to be real estate people, and a very few, including us, are actual real estate institutional guys that unfortunately have to start a tech company in order to offer this to the public, but we're happy to do it, and it's been a great experience so far. And I think we're actually the only company that is a licensed broker, dealer, and RA in the space.
Okay, so that sounds like you've got a pretty good sector of the market. Now, what are the type of transactions that people will see if they look on silverportal.com? What's it called again, Silverportal?
Direct.com.
Yeah. What are the types of transactions they'll see? If I went on that right now, what would I see?
You would see a web page that would multiple web pages, but it basically it's education based when you first get there. So it talks to you about the different types of ways to invest in real estate strategies, kind of risk reward type of strategies. Jim, it's all about the individual investor and what their goals are. You know, some people are all about immediate income right away. With a lower upside, and some people want the combination of good income plus upside, and you'll learn all about that at the website. And then once you sign up and become a quote-unquote member, that basically starts the process so you can see deals that we have on the platform. And those deals right now are all institutional quality deals, so you can invest, the minimum investment is $25,000 at this point. You could write a check for $25,000 and invest into a $100 million shopping center portfolio, or you could write a $1 million check and be a larger owner as in part of a Walgreens or a CVS or some type of triple net portfolio or a grocery anchored shopping center. Really, the sky's the limit, and our main filter is making sure everything is institutional quality.
So it seems to me then that somebody could, let's say they want to be a real estate investor. They really don't want to gear up and create their own real estate operating company. They really don't want to hire their own accountant. They really don't want to hire their own director of investments. This sounds like a good way where somebody can get a nice overview, invest whatever amount of money is in their sphere of desire, and then broaden their product type and geographic base, which is almost unheard of for a small small real estate investor.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting, actually. I mean, I've been in the business for a little over 15 years. I was an investment broker and helped a lot of guys sell apartment buildings and office buildings and retail shopping centers. And a lot of those investors would sell this stuff, and then they wouldn't have nowhere to go with their money, or they would go into another deal, but they're buying at the top of the market. And like you said, it's expensive to have a platform and hire the people and deal with what we call the three T's, tenants, termites, and trash cans. And a lot of investors just don't want to deal with that. They want kind of a passive income opportunity with the ability to be allocated to a portion of their portfolio into direct real estate, which is not correlated with stocks and bonds like REITs are. And we're pretty excited about it.
So you're based in San Diego. You have the one office, but you cover the country with your teams. Is there a specific property type that you have more of within your portal, or is it kind of a variety?
Yeah, well, we actually, our headquarters is based in San Diego, California. Our team is across the United States. We have over 30 guys on the platform, and guys and gals are on the platform, and we're nationwide. So we like all product types as long as it's the right time for that product type and the right operator behind the strategy. So we'll choose best of breed operator, meaning if you're the best guy in the medical office space, or if you're developing DaVita dialysis centers, or if you're building apartments or buying apartments in Texas or South Carolina, I mean, wherever you're at, if you're the best in what you do and you're, call it, the top 1 or 2% in that market, we'll take a look at you. And if we like what we see and we think you're institutional quality and investors can make some money with you, then we'll bring you onto the platform and go from there.
Well, you hit DaVita Dialysis Centers. That's something that's close to my heart. We've got a my wife is in dialysis at DaVita. They do a heck of a job. So it sounds to me like then you focus on credit tenants. If people want to get more information on your stuff, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is go to silverportaldirect.com. That's silver, P-O-R-T-A-L, direct, D-I-R-E-C-T.com. You can learn all about the company. Silverportalcapital.com is our main website, and they can reach out to me personally. Shoot us an email, and I'm happy to tell you all about it and help if we can't.